Hi, I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. In this week's episode, I am talking about kissing. And this is a quote from A Natural History of the Senses by Diane Ackerman. And I'm going to read you this beautiful and meandering description of kissing. Kissing. We share one breath. Open the sealed fortress of our body to our lover. We shelter under a warm net of kisses. We drink from the well of each other's mouths, setting out on a kiss caravan of the other's body. We map the new terrain with our fingertips and lips, pausing at the oasis of a nipple, a hillock of a thigh, the backbone's meandering riverbed. It's a kind of pilgrimage of touch, which leads us to the temple of our desire. We most often touch a lover's genitals before we actually see them. For the most part, our leftover puritanism doesn't condone exhibiting ourselves to each other naked before we've kissed and fondled first. There is an etiquette, a protocol, even in impetuous runaway sex. But kissing can happen right away, and if people care for each other, then it's less a prelude to mating than a sign of deep regard. There are wild, hungry kisses, or there are rollicking kisses, and there are kisses fluttery and soft as the feathers of cockatoos. It's as if, in the complex language of love, there were a word that could only be spoken by lips when lips touch, a silent contract sealed with a kiss. One style of sex can be bare bones, fundamental and unromantic, but a kiss is the height of voluptuousness, an expense of time and an expanse of spirit in the sweet toil of romance, when one's bones quiver, anticipation rockets, but gratification is kept at bay on purpose, in exquisite torment to build to a succulent crescendo of emotion and passion. Is that not an epic description of kissing? When was the last time you had an extensive, glorious makeout session? When did you last experience a long, beautiful kiss without an objective or goal for anything to happen afterwards, but just to experience the joy and pleasure of kissing in and of itself? If it's been too long, you can choose to bring this back into your relationship and notice beautiful results in your relationship because of it. Interestingly, studies have found that this seemingly simple act is an essential part of happy long-term relationships. In the Normal Bar, which is the most extensive survey of romantic relationships to date, the researchers found that passionate kissing is a good indicator of people's happiness in a relationship. 85% of those that love having sex with their partners kiss passionately, and 86% of people who do not enjoy sex with their partners never kiss passionately. That seems pretty clear. If you do like sex with your partner, you're most probably going to be kissing passionately, and if not, probably the sex isn't so good either. So if you want to keep improving your relationship and get on track to having more fulfilling, better sex over a lifetime, one practical step to put into your relationship is to make the effort and initiate longer, more passionate kisses more often. Don't let it become something you used to do. If you put some attention and playfulness into kissing more, it may make your relationship happier, which can have all sorts of positive effects in life and in your bedroom. How do you go ahead and add more kissing into your relationship? Look for moments to delight your lover. The moments where you say hello and goodbye are really good ones for adding in more substantial kisses. There's something fun about heading off to work in the morning, leaving your partner a little surprised and happy from your romantic, passionate moment. Start looking for random and spontaneous moments to hold your partner by their waist or their face and really kiss them. No matter how long you've been in a relationship, a kiss is a great gateway moment to leaving your partner breathless. Make an effort to try and create these moments together. A note on technique. Really try to relax your lips. Many of us kiss with tight, tense lips, and it just won't feel as good to you or your lover if you kiss that way. If you really relax your lips, you will be able to both feel sensation more fully, and your lips will feel better to your lover. So relax your lips and remember to linger and stay there a while, noticing all of your senses. Feel the textures, the taste, the temperature, and the specific contours of your lover's lips with your own. And remember that contrary to our Hollywood idea of romance, you don't have to be feeling massively passionate before the kiss. But once you are in the kiss, call on your passion by bringing full attention to that moment. Really notice and appreciate who this person is in front of you, and bring your full presence to your kiss. This can create the conditions to allow passion and delight to be evoked. This week's challenge, as you may have guessed, is to experiment with giving your lover longer, more frequent kisses, and when you are kissing, to do so with your full presence. Find moments to really make out. This is something that gets dropped out so often in long-term relationships. Bring it back. Let your relationship be one where you still hold hands and make out, even if you've been together for decades. As a side note, I did a series of YouTube video interviews with the author of this fascinating book, The Normal Bar. So if you want to find out what else is essential to pay attention to from their studies of hundreds of happy couples, you can watch the series of free videos. You can find a link to those videos and a link to the books that the kissing excerpt was taken from over on the show notes page for this Just the Tip podcast at pleasuremechanics.com. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, come on over to our website, pleasuremechanics.com, and sign up for our newsletter. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thanks so much for joining me in this week's Just the Tip, and see you on Friday for our regular episode of Speaking of Sex. I'm Charlotte, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.